This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Here with Em this afternoon. For many, food can not only be delicious, but it can also be pretty painful depending on what they're eating. So you've gone to the doctor and you've worked out that you have a food intolerance or two or seven. Now what? Cooking without flour, onion, or garlic, that seems really difficult. Can you still enjoy tasty food? Our next guest has done the work for us so that we don't have to. Food stylist, food photographer, recipe developer, and blogger Georgia McDermott has just released her brand new cookbook, Intolerance Friendly Kitchen, and joins us now. Georgia, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, what are some of the most common foods that people are allergic to?
In terms of food intolerances, which are distinct from allergies, onion, garlic, dairy, fructose, wheat, they're all the big ones. In terms of allergies, it can be gluten, eggs, peanuts, shellfish. There's a whole host of allergies and intolerances that people can have.
What's been your personal journey to discovering your food intolerances and then cooking with them?
So I was diagnosed in my early 20s with gastroparesis, which is sort of a gut motility disorder where the muscle contraction that moves food through your system doesn't necessarily work as well as it should. So because the food stays in your system a lot longer than it needs to, you sort of get a lot of intolerances, things like SIBO, IBS. So from that diagnosis, I then figured out that I was intolerant to wheat and gluten. I've got the big FODMAP ones, so onion and garlic are a no-go, legumes, too many high fructose fruit. So I sort of started developing recipes around what I could eat, and it all sort of went from there.
Because there are plenty of people that are in a similar position to you, and I think that it must be really daunting at the very beginning because those are such fundamentals in cooking.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when I was first told to try the FODMAP diet, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. It just, when you read the list, you think there's no rhyme or reason to what I'm not allowed to eat because, yeah, it's just an overwhelming sort of everything everywhere type of list.
Absolutely.
It is very daunting at the start. Absolutely.
So what you've done is now created some recipes for people that have similar intolerances. And I've got to say, I've had a look through this new book, which is called Intolerance Friendly Kitchen. And the recipes not only sound delicious, but you've got some pictures in there and they look incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Love to hear that.
What can we expect from the book?
So I've really tried to go for the classics, things like, chocolate cake, carrot cake, croissants and whatnot. And then it's half sweet, half savoury, so there's a lot of breads, there's empanadas, dumplings. So I've tried to make each recipe cater to as many different intolerances as possible. So they're all FODMAP friendly and they're all gluten-free, but beyond that I wanted to sort of incorporate things like egg allergies, veganism, corn allergies, that sort of thing. So I've tried to make them as useful as possible.
How important do you think it is that people with food intolerances are able to enjoy similar, if not better, culinary experiences?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think it makes such a difference to your morale when, for me, something I love so much like food was making me unwell. I think it's huge. It can make a difference to your mental health, obviously your physical health. Food's such a fundamental part of life and I think everyone should enjoy everything they can.
Absolutely. I'm chatting to food stylist, food photographer, recipe developer and blogger Georgia McDermott about her brand new book, Intolerance Friendly Kitchen. Georgia, it must be really fulfilling to be able to offer suggestions for people who've struggled to navigate their own food intolerances.
It really is. I get so much lovely feedback from people who have been quite unwell with things they've been eating and, yeah, to be able to give them recipes that they can try and enjoy and eat without feeling unwell is hugely satisfying. Absolutely.
I love how you've also broken up the recipes into categories in the book, such as recipes for an egg allergy or a gluten-free croissant flex or a midweek dinner. Why was it important to make the book not only intolerance-friendly but user-friendly as well?
I think the FODMAP diet is hard enough as it is. Gluten-free is hard enough as it is. The book doesn't need to be difficult as well. So I think it was just a fun thing to, yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. That's actually so, yeah, so right. My mum actually is allergic to gluten. So I've certainly been around this experience and it can be really quite upsetting. I know how much I love food, so I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I think the diagnosis for a lot of people is life-changing when they have to start cutting things out. So to be able to incorporate these things back in, I think is hugely important.
Speaking of, what would you say to someone who's just found out that they have food intolerances and is potentially a bit sad about it?
I would tell them that it gets better. I think it's really overwhelming at the start and quite depressing, but I think things have come such a long way since I started going gluten-free and FODMAP. There's so much more in the supermarket. There's so many recipes online. It doesn't have to be a life-changing diagnosis anymore, I don't think. There's so many options for people. So I think it's a positive outlook.
Absolutely. And books like yours, Intolerance Friendly Kitchen, allow for some really delicious times as well. So you've really aided in what could potentially be an issue.
I mean, I'm more than happy to aid if it means that I get to test cake. happy to do it.
I love that.
I will volunteer myself.
Georgia, as I said, the book looks incredible and features some really awesome recipes. I know my mum, who has food intolerances, is going to love it. So thank you so much for chatting to us about it.
Thank you so much for having me, Em.
That's Georgia McDermott, food stylist, food photographer, recipe developer, and blogger. Her new book, Intolerance Friendly Kitchen, is out now.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.